This episode is sponsored by Fun Love Media. Fun Love Media is a boutique social media and podcasting agency owned by yours truly. We help mission-driven brands across the country stand out and make a positive impact on the world through social media, podcasting, and beyond. Whether you're local to Houston and want to schedule a content shoot to create videos and images for your social media accounts, or you're in any other part of the U.S. and want a new logo and brand design, or even want to launch your own podcast, we can help. With our done-for-you content creation, we cultivate a fun and exciting online space so your brand can make the positive impact on the world that it's meant to. Let's be honest, we're a group of creative people with a soft spot for our fellow world changers. If you're ready to tell your story, make a difference, and have fun doing it, you have found your content creation team in Fun Love Media. Head to funlovemedia.com or email me directly at Brittany@funlovemedia.com to get started today. That's Brittney at funlovemedia.com. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I'm your hostess, Brittany Crossan, and I'm here to help you build a brand, make an impact, and have some fun on social media. I'm the owner of Fun Love Media, a social media and podcasting agency in Houston, Texas. This show is for social media creators, social media managers, and small business owners that want to stand out on social media and beyond. Please know that this show could include some grown-up language here or there. Let's get started. Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Social Sunshine Podcast. I am your hostess, Brittany Crossan. Thank you so much for being back for another episode. This episode is quite specific. It's all about Instagram stories strategy on the weekends. The reason why it's so specific is because this is something that I have been experimenting with in recent months for quite some time now, actually. And I feel experienced now with it. I feel well-versed in it. And I feel like I understand the impact of it as far as like having a strategy for Instagram stories on the weekends and how helpful it can be for just increased exposure of you on Instagram. And so I want to get into this now. You can, of course, take these specific tips and use it on a weekday. It's okay. But I'm saying weekend because I feel like you have a really big opportunity because Instagram stories can do quite well on the weekends compared to a weekday. So I just think that there's a little bit less saturated on a weekend, especially like on a weekend morning or night. And I feel like, more people might be scrolling during those times. So it's just, you know, a good opportunity. So we're going to go with weekend, but please do take these tips and tactics and use them on a weekday in your Instagram stories if that feels like something you want to try to do as well. So, okay. So again, like I said, it's all about like kind of a strike while the iron's hot, like a take advantage of an opportunity kind of thing. And Instagram stories on the weekend are a hell of an opportunity to be seen. I have noticed that I could have 10 times more people watch my stories on a Saturday or a Sunday compared to like on a Wednesday. And it's just, it is what it is. And I've seen it happening, you know, and so I feel like if more people are going to see it, then let's be strategic about our stories on the weekend and just see. I know a lot of people aren't real strategic with their Instagram stories, and I get that. It might feel like an opportunity to be wild and free and be free of strategy and just do whatever the fuck you want. And I get that. And that's cool. But like, if you want to give it a shot, and especially if you want to have some more just overall success on Instagram, then I say definitely give this a try. So here are my tips for doing these Instagram stories on the weekend and how you can really get the most bang for your buck. So first of all, you want to think about what you want to be seen. Like are you trying to promote something right now? Do you have something like a sale coming up? Are you launching something? Do you have new products coming in? Are you celebrating something in your business, or, you know, right? Like, do you have an event coming up? Like, what's happening and what do you really want to focus on? Don't like waste this, I guess, on something that doesn't really matter to you. Try to be strategic and think about what you want to be seeing. What do you want more eyeballs on? Okay. So like for me right now, as I'm recording this, it's February 2024. I have my third annual event, Social Success, coming up on May 4th, 2024. So I'm going to be strategic and make sure that I talk about that during times in which I think people will see it, you know? But you also want to make it enjoyable and easy to consume for your audience, of course. So here's how you're going to do that. So choose the thing. What's the thing you're focusing on? What's the main thing? And make that decision, all right? And then what you're going to do is wait at least 12 hours since your last stories post. But honestly, if you can wait the full 24, because you know they disappear after 24 hours, whatever you post to stories. If you can wait that until those old ones expire, and then you'll probably get the best results on that. So I fix my hair here. If you're watching the video version, you see me messing with my hair. You're probably going to get the best results from that if you wait the 24 hours, but at least wait the 12, because then what happens is as you know, when you're on Instagram, you see people's stories like in the top of the screen with the little circle around it, and you get bumped more, you know, to the front of the line when you add a story. If you space them out though, then you're really going to get a bump. But if you post one and then like in 10 minutes you post another, and then like in 20 minutes you post another, what's going to happen is that someone might see that first one, right? But then say they watch it and they're like, okay, well, I watched Brittany's story. Okay, moving on with my day. And then you post another one in 10 minutes. They may not get to that. Like it may not, it's not enough of a bump to the front of the line. I don't know if this makes sense. Oh my gosh. You know what I mean. You use Instagram stories. So if you space them out, you're giving it time to build up so that then when you do post, you're really bumped to the front. So that's a big part of it. Like that actually really matters, the timing of posting these when you're trying to be really strategic with your Instagram stories. So wait at least 12 hours, 24 would be great if you could. So let's say, for example, you're like, okay, I want to be strategic this weekend and I want to start on Saturday. So make sure that your last stories post on, you want to start Saturday morning, okay? Make sure your last stories post on Friday is sometime in the morning. So that way you can wait all the way till Saturday morning and wait that full 24 hours and then go for it and have that fresh start and that fresh bump in the stories lineup, if you will. So think about it ahead of time, right? And then what you want to do is that first stories post should not be a share of a post. And what I mean by that is like, you know, when you post something to your main feed of Instagram, you can share it to your stories, right? Don't make that the first one. Try to avoid that. I have experimented on this extensively, and I have proven that almost every single time it's more successful when the first story slide of the day is not a post share. It's native within the story. So you just have uploaded video footage or a photo into the story natively. I hope that makes sense. If you are ready to level up your social media presence and have a fun weekend in the Lone Star State, then this event is for you. I am hosting my third annual conference, Social Success 2024, in Austin, Texas on May 4th, 2024. Join us for an exciting in-person event at the Omni Austin Hotel downtown. Get ready to network, learn, and create some fun content at Social Success 2024, hosted by yours truly. Joining me on stage are my fellow social media experts, some of the best social media content creators in the country, including Dr. Trevor Buffoni, Dan Peterson, Jennifer Bassman, Megan Colwell, Brian Martin, and more. You do not want to miss this opportunity to learn intermediate and advanced social media strategies, get some inspiration, and really, really level up your leadership mindset as a creator, as a business owner, and as an entrepreneur. You want to go to smallbizsocialsociety.com to enroll. Early bird tickets are $100 off, and that's only good until March 5th, 2024, or until we sell out, whichever is first. Go to smallbizsocialsociety.com. I hope to see you in Austin at Social Success 2024. So make sure that first one is that it's not a post share. And again, you're being strategic about it. So you might say, okay, I did recently post about the sale that we're having right now. Okay, so there is an Instagram post about that, but I don't want that to be my first story share because I probably won't get as many views. So I want my first story share to be, you know, me. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and I'm going to be out in front of my boutique that has the sale, right? And a video of me just saying, "Happy Saturday! I went and got my favorite Starbucks drink this morning before we opened. It's a such and such. Blah, blah. What's your favorite Starbucks drink?" And then have a call to action in the stories, like a, they can vote on their favorite Starbucks drink, or they can answer the little question box, or they can, you know, like choose one of those, or even just a little button thing where they just like tap it and it has a little coffee cup on it that you put on it, something like that, right? So you have a good visual. If you can be outdoors, try to choose that. If it's good weather, honestly, I guess even if it's not good weather, but a blue sky is honestly quite successful on Instagram. So I do recommend that. So pretend like you're this boutique owner and you have a sale you want to talk about in stories, and it's happening that weekend, and you already have the post that you put up yesterday, but your first stories share is going to be you standing outside of the shop with your coffee. Like, you're not asking for something yet. You're not saying, "Oh, please come buy our shit that's on sale this weekend," right? Your first story share, it's about Starbucks. It's about, look, we're opening up. I'm just, you know, I'm a business owner here with my coffee. I came to work with my coffee. Do you like it? Do you like coffee as well? Happy Saturday. It's going to be a great day, right? And keep it brief. Try to keep it brief. Try to keep that first stories post like less than 15 seconds. Okay. So you've done that, and you have a call to action, and you've gotten these people to view, and you've kept it short. So that way getting them to the next slide isn't quite the task. Like, if your first story slide is like almost the full minute long that you could be allowed on some stories, it might be hard to get someone to stay even longer to watch the second one. So make that first one brief, so you're like spiking your views up, right? And then your second one can be either, you could jump right to sharing the post about the sale you have that weekend, right? You could do that and just jump right into it and be like, this weekend only we have our candles on sale, la 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 la, and it has the post and it's like tap here for more info or something like that. You could just go ahead and dive into that, or you could have like a middle one that kind of bridges us and like brings us into the whole we have a sale, which could just be like, honestly, I think story, like something behind, like, so if it is a candle sale, let's say your second story slide could just be like a picture of either you holding the candle or of the candle at the place where they make them, you know, and it's like a story of like, I chose them because they make their candles this way, and it's so fantastic, and they're such a great company, and they take care of their products, and they're, you know, right? And you kind of have a little bit of a story there. Maybe it's a still picture and you've written out a little story about why you just love their stuff so much. So you're giving credit to someone else. You're not like, "I am so fantastic." You're telling a story about someone else and why you choose to work with them. And that's actually interesting and help people understand why these candles are in your shop, right? And then maybe the third one is the post share of like, "Here's all the details of the sale this weekend." And that's it. That's it. Leave it alone. Don't post another story for at least 12 hours, but preferably the 24. Okay. And if you do this, I'm telling you, if you do exactly take these exact kind of steps, you will see an increase in your Instagram stories views for sure. But you want to include all of these elements and these special touches because, yeah, views are very exciting. But like, if it doesn't really help you accomplish much of anything else, who cares how many views it got, right? So maybe it is about the sale. So you want those people to then see why these candles are such great products and the amazing people that make them by hand or something like that. And then you want them to decide to come in and buy, right? There could be that, but it may not even be come in and buy. It may be like you're just wanting more interaction with your audience. Like your Instagram needs a boost. Like people just aren't seeing your posts as much. And this is a way to boost you in their algorithm, right? Boost your content in their algorithm. And you're just looking for a little conversation starter, like the coffee thing or whatever, and a DM back and forth. And if you do get a response from somebody, you might actually reply in a DM, like where you actually type and say, oh yeah, I love the pumpkin such and such latte as well. I wish they had it year round or some crap like that, right? Like you're starting conversations. So it's boosting your Instagram presence. Maybe that's the goal, but you got to know the goal and you've got to be strategic about it ahead of time and have all of these touches so that way not only are your Instagram views going up, but also you're actually accomplishing something beyond that that's helpful for your brand and also helps deepen that connection with your audience. So go and try this. I am so excited about this because I have been experimenting with Instagram stories in this way for months. And to know that some of you guys are going to go out and do this is very exciting to me. My little social media nerd heart is stoked. So go try this. Okay. If you have questions further about how to handle this, please reach out to the show. We are always here to help. I'm always here to help. My producer Megan's always here to help. You can, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube. You go wherever and send a message or a comment, and we're happy to help if you have further questions. But otherwise, give it a try. And I would love to hear how it goes. Send a message to the show or to me or tag us or something and let us know that you've done this because I want to go and I want to see it and I want to cheer you on. And I really want to know how well it works for you in your overall Instagram strategy and your Instagram efforts. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. I cannot wait to see how this goes for you. Good luck. Have fun on those Instagram stories. And I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thanks for listening to today's show, y'all. For more information about the podcast, go to socialsunshinepodcast.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Social Sunshine Podcast YouTube channel to watch the video version of each episode. For more information about me, go to brittanycrossen.com and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. The Social Sunshine Podcast is a Fun Love Media production. Funlovemedia.com. Bye.